Good morning. So we start our practice sitting, closing our eyes, taking a moment to turn inward. Some mornings we wake up, we look out the window, and everything around us is shrouded in fog. The visibility is poor. Everything feels murky and heavy. But hopefully, as the day goes on, the sun shines bright and it burns through that fog. It lifts the fog until there's a brightness again and there's clarity. And that's a great metaphor for what yoga is all about. Sometimes we come to our mat, we sit down, and we have our own internal fog, a lack of clarity, a feeling of heaviness, murkiness. But as we move and breathe, the bright light of our own being begins to burn through the fog. The fog lifts, and we come to a beautiful clarity. Let your head drop down now and roll from side to side. Come to your center, bring your hands to your heart. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. With your next inhale, from your heart, as if it were bursting with sunlight, reach your arms wide open. And then exhale, come back to your heart. Burst open, the light of your being begins to burn through your own fog. Each inhale, burn a little brighter. One more time. And exhale, bring hands back to the heart. With the next inhale, circle your arms up into the sky. And then exhaling, let's fold forward. Lay your hands down on the mat, step your feet back. Let's step into downward facing dog. Take a nice morning stretch into your body. Push away from your hands as you lengthen the arms and the back. Play with walking in place with your feet as you stretch down into your legs. Just beginning to open up a little. Let's walk our hands back to our feet now. Here we'll fold into a forward bend. Head hanging into gravity, the back decompressing. In this pose and in every pose, find where it makes sense for your body. You can interpret all the poses to the language that your body speaks. Let's walk our hands forward again. And we're back to downward facing dog. Let's begin to add some more movement now. Inhale, take shoulders over the wrists, set your knees to the mat, kneeling lunge. Exhale, lay your hips into your heels, child's pose. Follow your next inhale back to kneeling plank, and then curl the toes under and exhale back, downward facing dog. So each inhale will come to kneeling plank as you continue this flow. The exhalations alternate between child's pose and downward facing dog. Easing into our joints, feeling each movement, each breath. Now, the next time this flow sets you into child's pose, remain there, settle in a little deeper. Find where it feels nice and comfortable and remind yourself that anytime you'd like to stop for a rest, child's pose is a good resting place. We'll turn our toes into the floor, hips to the sky, back to downward facing dog. Take your right leg up into the sky. Roll your right hip open until your right knee points to the ceiling as you bend your knee. And then draw circles with your right knee. Let's loosen up our right hip. And then step the right foot forward. Lay the left knee to the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands come down to the mat. We step back. With an inhale, come forward, kneeling plank. We've been here before. Exhale, this time lower down. As you inhale, roll your shoulders back, reach your heart forward, cobra. And exhale, hips into heels, child's pose. Let's repeat that part. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhaling, cobra. And with the exhale, child's pose. And again, the toes turn into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. This time, left leg reaches up into the sky. We roll the left hip open, knee pointing up to the ceiling. Draw circles with your left knee. Open your left hip. And then step the left foot forward. Right knee touches down. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, hands back down to the mat. We step back. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhaling back again, child's pose. Let's do it once more. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhale, child's pose. Toes dig into the floor, hips reach up to the sky. And from downward facing dog, this time walk your feet up to meet your hands. And then inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, let hands come into your heart. And with the light of your own being, reach all the way out. Let your light shine. Exhaling back to the heart. Burning through our inner fog. One more time, wide open. And exhaling, hands return to the heart. Step up to the very, very front of your mat for the sun salutation. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, sinking down, chair pose. And then inhale, rise up again. You can curve back right here into a back bend if you want to. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway. And exhaling, lay hands to the mat, step the right foot back. You can set the knee down or keep it up, lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhaling, arms to the sky. And exhaling, hands back to the mat. Step back. Either straight leg or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, we go back to downward facing dog. Take your right leg up and into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, reaching up. Exhale, hands to the mat. Step the left foot up to join the right. Inhale, come all the way into the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reaching up, take the curve into the back bend if you want to. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway up. Exhale, set hands to the mat, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands reach back for the mat, we step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale and arch up. Take the exhale back to downward facing dog and reach your left leg into the sky. Step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, hands come down. Let's step the right foot up to join the left. Inhale, reach into the sky. Exhale, chair. Inhale, rising up again, a little curve back again if you like. And exhale, diving down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, let your hands come to the mat, walk your feet back. And let's step into downward facing dog. So now that we've warmed up joints, muscles, we're ready to step into our standing flows. Moving and breathing, working through the inner fog to come to clarity. To begin our flow, let's step our right leg up into the sky. Step your right foot forward. This time, lay your back foot flat on the ground, and we reach up for Warrior One. So take a moment to really feel the ground beneath you, a foundation. And then from there, rise up, opening, spaciousness. Every breath is smooth and deep. Now let hands fold into your heart, straighten the front leg, and let's step in just a little if you want for pyramid pose. Hands come to the hips. Again, feel the ground beneath your feet, nice and strong. Tip the hips forward, and with straight legs, begin to come forward. Everyone will have a different place here in this pose. So listen to your own body to see where it feels just right. A nice stretch, that stretch that's in between too much and too little. Close your eyes if you can and just breathe. Every breath, blowing away the fog. Hands fall to the ground and the back foot steps up to meet the front. Inhale, rise all the way up. With an exhale, bend the knees and swing the arms down and back, and swing them back up. Burn through the fog. Come up one more time. An exhaling, sink into chair. So now the heels feel heavy in the ground. Hips sink down and back. In this chair, draw the elbows back as if they could squeeze behind you, and then reach them back out. Engaging the upper back. One more time, elbows back. And as they reach out again, reach your arms to the sky, curve back if you want to. Exhale, dive down.
Inhale, lift halfway up.
Exhale, set hands to the floor, step your right foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. So feel free to take your back knee down to give you a little more support if that feels better. In this lunge, take hands to the heart. And then as if your hands were a flower, reaching through the fog into the light, let your hands reach up, the inner fingers open, up to the sky. And let that flower reach high. And then bring the prayer back into your heart for a twist. Take the right elbow across the left thigh. Lengthening, this twist turns around to the left. And again, if it feels unsteady, the back knee is there. Lay it down to the ground for more support. As the twist spirals up your spine, remember the neck is part of the spine. So if it's comfortable for you, turn your face toward the sky. If you like your arms wide open, feel free to go there. Unwinding the twist now, hands come to the mat, lay the back knee down. If you want, you can take more stretch here by scooting that back knee a little further back. Hands to the heart. Again, like a flower opening to the light, the inner fingers open. The pinkies and thumbs stay together. Reach that flower high. And then hands come back down to the mat, and we'll step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale, back to downward facing dog. Bring your right knee up toward your nose as you come into plank pose. And then step back. Bring the left knee in toward your hands as you come to plank pose. And back. Let's do that again. Right knee comes in. Come forward. And back. Left knee comes in, shift forward and back. Inhale, plank pose. Exhale, lower all the way to the ground. Lay your feet down, roll the shoulders back, lift your heart into cobra. And exhale, go back into child's pose. Inhale, draw your hands into your heart. Reach up, burst open, let the light of your being break through the fog. Come back to your heart again, arms burst open. One more time. Burst open. And then exhale, back into child's pose, arms extended outward, turn toes into the floor, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Raise your right leg into the air, or sorry, your left leg into the air. Step the left foot forward, the back foot flat, warrior one. So establish the grounding, the foundation for the pose, and then create the spaciousness. Moving and breathing to lift our own inner fog, to find clarity, brightness, aliveness. Folding hands into the heart, we straighten the front leg. Here again, you can step in a little bit if you want to. Pyramid pose. Find the grounding. Hands to the hips. Tip the hips forward, extending into your pyramid pose. Listening to your body, interpreting it into the language that your body speaks. Hands fall down to the ground. The back foot steps up to meet the front foot. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bend the knees, swing the arms, burn off the fog. Give it lots of energy, lots of fire. One more time. Coming up and then exhale, chair pose. And once you settle into a nice strong chair pose, again, elbows reach back, squeezing shoulder blades, and then hands reach forward again. Keep that flowing. One more time, elbows back. Reach forward, maybe even link the thumbs as you come up, a little back bend if you want. And exhale, fold forward.
Inhale, come halfway up.
Exhale, hands to the mat, step the left foot back, lunge or kneeling lunge. Start at the ground, move toward the sky. Lay your back knee down for added support anytime you want. Hands to the heart. And again, a flower grows here. Reaching up, reach it nice and high. And then hands to the heart will twist. Left elbow crossing right thigh this time. So now the twist turns to the right. And again, you're welcome to lay the back knee down, to spread the arms open, to turn your head toward the sky. Now unwinding twist, hands come to the mat, lay the back knee down, scoot it deeper if you like. Flat on the top of the foot, let's take hands to the heart. And one more time, the flower opens, the inner fingers reaching skyward, reach it high. And then hands come down to the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower.
Inhale, arch up.
And take your exhale back to downward facing dog. Bring the right knee in as you come to plank pose. And then back to downward facing dog. Pull the left knee in, come to plank. And back to downward facing dog. Do it again, right knee. Stepping back, left knee. Back to downward facing dog. Inhale, plank pose. Exhale, lay down onto the ground. Inhale, shoulders back, heart forward, cobra. Exhale, lower and shift hips into heels. From child's pose, drag your hands into your heart. And with your inhale, rise up and with the light of your being, burst open. Shine through the fog, let it lift. One more time, wide open. And then exhale, bow into child's pose. Hands pressed down, toes curl into the floor, hips to the sky. And from downward facing dog, raise your right leg up into the air. Take a wider step forward now. Lay the back foot flat. Let's open to warrior two. Stretch yourself wide open. Finding again that deep grounding through the feet that allows the spaciousness to come. Take a little reach forward. Flip the right hand over, reach it across the sky. Let the left hand drip down the left leg in reverse warrior. Finding the stretch up the right side of your body. Bend the right arm now, laid across the right thigh as the left fingertips point to the sky. Look upward, side angle pose. Take this pose to the depth that your body loves and craves. And with the top arm, let's create a circle. First, reaching back toward the back of the mat. Brush the left hand against your left leg. Point to the ground. When you point the left fingers forward, straighten the right leg. And as the hand continues up to the sky, we find triangle pose. From the firm grounding of your feet to the tips of your fingers in the sky, let it be spacious. Stand right over your feet where you have an incredible foundation. As if you were flat against a wall. Pushing into the ground, let the right hand reach up to meet the left. Turn around to the long side of your mat, point toes to the corners of your mat, and then bring hands to the heart as you sink down right here in the center. Rising from this temple pose, hands reach to the sky, turn the feet around to the long side of your mat. Let hands fall behind your back now. Linking the fingers together, roll your shoulders back. Let your heart reach up and open as if it yearns to reach for the sky. Come up from that bit of a back bend and fold it into a forward bend now. As you come down, you can release your hands, let them come down to the mat. Hang for a moment, relaxing into the stretch of the backs of your legs. Letting your back relax and release. Walk hands around to the front of your mat now, a little shift of the feet as you do. Step the back foot up to meet the front foot. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, bend the knees and swing the arms and burn through your fog. Come up once more, this time dive all the way down. Inhale, lift up halfway. Exhale, hands come to the mat, step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. This time adding a little movement to the lunge. Exhale, hands go down and back. Inhale, arms reach up. needing that strong foundation to keep us steady as we add movement. One more time, arms reach up. Exhaling to come down to the mat. Keep the right hand beside the left foot. Take the left arm in a circle, reaching forward this time. Up to the sky. Around to the back. Down to the ground. Do that circle again, all the way around. And the third time we circle, we'll stop as fingers point to the sky and find our way to another twist. Come all the way around and lay the back knee down. Again, take a deeper stretch if you want. This time, instead of a flower from the heart, reach your hands back. As the hands reach back, the heart reaches forward. And then arms to the sky, circle around and around. One more time, reaching up. Exhale, hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, go back, downward facing dog. Bring the right knee in, come forward, plank pose. And then step back. Left knee comes in, plank pose. Step back again, right knee. And then the left knee. From downward facing dog, come to plank pose. Lower down. Hands under the shoulders, elbows back, heart forward. Cobra. Lower down, push back into child's pose. Draw your hands down the mat, into your heart as you rise up, and let the light of your being shine. Back to the heart, arms wide open again. One more time, let the bright light of your being lift the fog. Exhale, folding into child's pose, arms extended, hands on the mat, toes under the feet, hips to the sky. From downward facing dog, let's take our last flow. Take your left leg now up into the sky. Another big, wide step forward, back foot flat, warrior two. Every breath, blowing away our inner fog, the murkiness, the heaviness. With a little reach forward, turn the left hand over. Reach it beyond your head in reverse warrior. Bend the left arm now, laid across the left thigh as right fingers reach to the sky. Side angle pose. Interpret it to the language that your body speaks. Circle around to the back. Brush the back leg with your right hand. Point to the ground. When your hand reaches straight ahead, straighten the left leg. Finish the circle with your arm as you come to triangle pose. Legs straight and strong. Create a spaciousness within you. Look to the sky if it feels okay with your neck. Now push into the feet. Hands meet overhead. Turn feet around to the long side of your mat. Toes to the corners. And then bring hands to the heart as you sink down right here in the center, temple pose. Reach your prayer into the sky, turn toes around to the long side of your mat. Take hands behind your back. This time make fists at your low back. Let's extend our heart opening into a back bend. Find the foundation with your feet, engage your legs, roll your shoulders back, and let your heart reach up and open in the back bend that fits for your body. feet grip the earth. Heart yearns for the sky. Come slowly up. Take hands to the hips and pour your back bend now into a forward bend.
Hands can drop down to the ground. Relax and breathe. Walk hands around to the front of your mat, a little shifting of the feet. Step the back foot up to meet the front foot. Last time, inhale, rise all the way up.
Exhale, swing the arms as you bend the knees, burn through the fog. Big swings. Come down once more. As you come up, take the exhale, diving down to the ground. Hands to the mat, step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Feel your foundation as we add movement. Exhale, hands down and back. Inhale, arms up. One more time, arms to the sky. And then hands down to the mat. Left hand stays with the right foot. Right arm circles all the way around to the front, to the sky, to the back, to the mat. Do it again. And then on the third circle, fingers reach to the sky in the twist. And all the way around to the back, hands to the mat, lay the back knee down. Scoot it back a little deeper if that feels nice. Push the arms back behind you as your heart reaches forward. And then arms to the sky, circle around and around. Once more up, exhale down to the mat. Let's step back now for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up.
Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Lay your knees to the mat now. Settle your hips into your heels. Let's take time to rest in child's pose. Lay yourself tenderly down onto the floor. And let your breath fill your whole body. Every breath, blowing away our inner fog. This is really what yoga is all about. Clearing the inner fog and coming to clarity. Slowly begin to look to the front of your mat as you press hands into the floor. Curl your toes under your feet and lift your hips to the sky. We come to downward facing dog and we'll walk our feet forward. Use the slow rise of an inhale to come all the way up.
And exhaling, bring hands into the heart. Let's step now into a balancing series. We'll step onto the right foot first as we come to tree pose. So let your right foot grow roots into the ground. Take your left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh. Hands come to the heart. Or if you like, they can become branches, branching out. It's always okay to step down and start again whenever you need to. Let hands drop down to your sides. As you bring the arms forward, take the left leg forward too, arms reaching all the way up into the sky. Stand tall. And then bend the left knee, hands to the heart. Take the right hand on the left knee, left hand behind the back. Stand as tall as you can, and then let's add a twist as we turn our heart around to the left. Chin toward the left shoulder. And then unwinding the twist, step again onto 2 feet. Whatever kind of movement your body craves, give yourself that. And then step onto the left foot. Let's begin again with tree pose. Start with its roots, right foot ankle, calf, or thigh. Hands at the heart are branching. Hands drop down to the sides, and then as we bring the hands up, take the right leg forward. Arms go all the way up, push down into your roots and grow taller. Hands to the heart, bend the right knee, left hand on the knee, right hand behind the back. Straight and tall, and then twisting to the right. Unwinding, stepping down onto 2 feet. Whatever kind of movement you crave, take it now. Inhale, reach to the sky. And exhale, fold all the way down. Hands come to the mat, walk the feet back again. Lay the knees to the mat. Once more, let's settle into child's pose. This time, let's add a side bend to child's pose. We'll walk our hands way off to the right side of our mat. Feeling that side bend now in the left side body. Hands walk around to the center. And now over to the left side, where the side bend stretches into the right side body. Hands back to center. Now walk your hands in towards your knees. Crisscross at the ankles, come over the tops of your feet. And we come to sit. Bring your feet out in front of you. Take your hands onto the floor behind your hips, fingers pointing forward. Push into the feet and the hands as you lift up. Hips coming parallel to the knees and shoulders. Heel toe your feet together. Reach the right leg up. Bring the knee into your body as you sink the hips down, and then lift up and reach straight out again. And do that a few more times. One more time. Bring the knee in. Reach out, lift the hips up, set the right foot back next to the left, and then set hips onto the floor. Lift your hips up and back a little if you like. Straighten the legs for a forward bend. Inhale, reaching to the sky. Exhale, tip the hips forward, fold into a forward bend. Interpret this to the language that your body speaks. Close your eyes. No need to think about it, just breathe and feel. Walking hands up the legs, hands behind the back, fingers pointing forward, feet, knees bent, feet on the floor, lift up again. Heel toe your feet together, reach the left leg out. Bring the knee into your body as you sink the hips down, stretch the leg out as you reach the hips up. One more time, bring the knee in. Reach out, set the left foot next to the right, and then set feet or hips onto the ground. Straighten the legs, inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, pour the hips forward. Come back to your forward bend. Close your eyes. Be where it feels right for you. And just relax and breathe. Walk hands up the legs again. Bend the knees. This time, lay yourself down onto the floor. Roll down onto your back. As you touch down onto the floor, hug your knees. Rock a little side to side. Get comfortable. Get centered. And then take your legs straight into the sky. Hands to the floor behind your head. Now point fingertips to the ceiling. Coming into your abdominal strength, lift head and shoulders off the ground. And then come back down. Now wrap your right leg around your left like we do with eagle pose. Fingers point up and then we lift up. And come back down. Send both legs straight. Fingers to the sky, abdominal strength lifts us up. And back down. Now wrap the left leg around the right. Point to the ceiling, use your center to lift up. This time as we come down, let's slip into a pigeon pose. Left ankle across the right thigh. Reach through, grab the back of the right leg. Lay your head down, bend the right knee, draw the legs in until you feel this wonderful stretch and opening in your left hip. Close your eyes, maybe rock your head side to side and just let that left hip take the time it needs to open, to burn through the fog. No rush, just breathe. Now release the hands, send both legs straight to the sky, hands to the floor behind our head. Point to the ceiling, use your center, come right up. And then come down. Wind the left leg around the right, point to the ceiling, lift up. And come down. Both legs straight in the air, lift up. And come back down. Now weave the right leg around the left. Lift up. And coming down, let's slip again into pigeon on the other side. Right ankle across the left thigh. Hands reach around to grab the back of the left leg. Draw the legs in as you lay your head down. You can rock your head side to side if you like. While you just breathe and allow. Slowly, gently, the tight grip of tension in our right hip begins to loosen. Little by little, the fog begins to clear. Release the hands, legs straight into the sky, hands to the floor behind the head. One last time, point to the ceiling. Use your center to come right up off the ground. Hold here a moment, keep breathing. And then wrap arms around your knees. Lay your head down, rock yourself side to side. And then place hands on your knees, circle your knees around in one direction. And then change directions. And come back to center. We're ready to step into inversions now. Feel free to choose a shoulder stand or a bridge pose, whatever speaks the language of your body today. If you're choosing a shoulder stand, be cautious as you lift your hips, your legs up above your shoulders and support yourself with your hands. Or choose a bridge pose where both feet push into the ground and the hips lift up into the air. Find where you're comfortable and just breathe. Easy breath flows in and out, in and out. Begin now, little by little, to lay yourself back down onto your mat. When you come all the way down again, rock yourself side to side. And let's partner those inversions with fish pose. Set your feet onto the floor. Push down with the feet to lift your hips and slip your hands underneath. And then set your hips right on top of your hands. Straighten the legs all the way out. Sit up on the hands, wrapping elbows underneath your back. Prop yourself up on your elbow, on your forearms. The head rolls back, the shoulders roll back. So in the inversions, the chin was up tight against the chest. So now we create a spaciousness in the neck, across the collarbones and in the heart. Let the light of your being shine bright, burning through the fog. And then the head lifts and the fish pose returns to the mat. Slip hands out from underneath you. Reach your arms now to the floor behind your head. Lay yourself down on the ground, but give yourself a nice stretch through the full length of your body as we enter our last twist. Reach down, take hold of your right knee. Hug it in close to you and then cross it all the way over your body to the left as you turn your head to the right. And then relax everything about this twist. Relax the hips, smooth the forehead, loosen the jaw. And drop the left hand away, unroll the twist. When you come onto your back, you may feel less than centered, so move yourself back to where you feel like you're centered on your mat. Extend the legs, reach the arms, get nice and long. This time, take the left knee. Give it a little hug, cross it over you to the right. Let your head turn to the left. Like wringing out a towel, wring out the last bits of your inner fog. Release the right hand. Unroll your twist. Find your way back to your mat. Realign yourself to center. If you feel chilly, get something that will keep you warm. Lay yourself down completely to the floor now. Close your eyes. And come to this final relaxation. Surrender the weight of your body to the safe support of the floor. Come to that incredible feeling when the sun burns through the fog. And suddenly it's bright, it's light, and there's clarity. little by little, the clouds begin to drift onward. The hazy fog lifts. And there, behind it all, in amazing clarity, a bright, shining light, always there, but obscured. Life gets in the way. The little things block the view. But fog is only temporary. Clouds move on. Haze is not permanent. What is eternal is that shining light within us, always there, now shining bright. Breathe and enjoy the clarity of this moment. As the bright light of your being shines, when you feel ready, honor today's practice by creating a meaningful closure for it. And when you've had that time of closure, roll gently over onto your right side. Rest there in the clarity of your practice. And then finally, when the time feels right for you, ease your way back to where we began today. Come back to that place where you can sit comfortably, centered and grounded. And come here with gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, for how much better you feel. Let's drop our head down once again, and let it roll side to side. And as we come back to center, an inhale carries arms up into the sky. Hands join in a prayer that we bring first to our forehead for clarity in our thoughts today. And to our lips for clarity in our words. And then to our heart for clarity in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.